in the Gemara Megillah, there's Machlokes Amoraim and Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, whether which Kedusha is greater. Is it the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses or the Kedushas Beis HaMedrash? And the difference is, if you can sell a Beis HaKnesses to make it a Beis HaMedrash, because if the Kedusha of the Beis HaMedrash is less, then it would not be permitted. But if the Kedusha of the Beis HaMedrash is greater, then it would be permitted. And this Machlokes in the Gemara between Amoraim, and the Gemara says that it's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds that it could might speak about Davar HaGadol. What is quoting the Bar Kapara, what does it say in the passage? Says Vayisuf Ves Beis Hashem Ves Beis Hamelech Ves Kol Bati Yishalayim Ves Kol Beis Gadol Sarav Be'esh. So what does Beis Gadol mean? So does Beis Gadol mean Beis Medrash, or does it mean Beis HaKnesses? Because if one says it means Gadol refers to Torah, as the pasuk says, Hashem Choretz Manzik Tor Yadil Tavav Yadir, and the other interprets that Gadol is referring to Tefillah, as it says, V'sapana li es kol hagdolos asher asa Elisha, and the gdolos of Elisha, what he did was to pray Berachmi Hu D'Avid. And the Rambam paskins that Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, is a greater kedusha than Beis HaKnesses, and it says it's mutu lasos Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash avo Beis HaMedrash osu lasos Beis HaKnesses. So kedusha Beis HaMedrash yisera kedusha Beis HaKnesses umaylin bekodesh ein maridim. Now, to interpret, what is this machlokes, the revolving around whether Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash is greater? So the Ramban in his chidushim says that in general that the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses is a kedusha l'mitzvasa, that's huxel mitzvasa, and therefore you have to be noy covered to the Beis HaKnesses and to the Beis HaMedrash. So it could be that the one who says that Beis HaMedrash has a greater kedusha is because the mitzvah, so the mitzvah of Torah, is greater than mitzvah of tefillah. However, the one who says that Beis HaKnesses is greater, Rabbi Yochanan, is because it doesn't depend just on the mitzvah, but it's because there's a special chaloshem of yichud mochem as relates to tefillah. As the Gemara says in Brachos and Afav, Amrab Chalba Amrab Huna, HaKoveya mochem l'tefiyoso, Elokei Avram Ba'azro, Ukshimeis Omim lo, Ayana ve'chosem itamudiv shel Avram Avinu, Avram Avinu menole dekova mochem deksiv, Bayashkim Avram Baboka, El HaMochem asher Omot Sam. And that's what the Rambam paskens in Perikay from Hilchas Tefillah, for Koveya Mokum L'Tefillah So Tomid. So there's a special halacha of Kfiyas Mokum as relates to Tefillah. And therefore, that's as far as that the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses is greater, and you can't sell it, because as opposed to Talmud Torah, Tefillah has the special halacha of Koveya Mokum L'Tefillah So. Now, the Ran disagrees with the Ramban, and the Ramban says that the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses is midrabon and Kedushas Domim, midivrayim, and it's not a Kedusha of Huxel Mitzvasa. So it shouldn't depend on that difus, the greater significance of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah over the mitzvah Tefillah. So it could be, since Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash has a Kedusha Bet HaKabayis, Kedusha Medivreim, it's related to Mikdash, that the Machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish depends on in Mikdash, there was a special, there was a halacha, Mikdash was both for Avoda and also for Talmud, because it relates to Avoda, which would be, the Rambam says that the mitzvah to make Beis HaMikdash is mitzvahs ase lasos Beis HaMikdash, the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBchira, lasos Beis Lashem, muchon yos makvivim bo ha-karbonos. And the tefillos correspond to the karbonos. And therefore, if the ikar kedusha of Mikdash is avoda, so then Beis HaKnesses should have a greater kedusha. But if the but there's also a special halacha of Torah in Mikdash, and the Oren and the Luchos, they themselves are the makachim of the Torah, and it has to be a mark. And if a shul doesn't have a sefer Torah, as we, you know, which corresponds to the Oren of Mikdash, felt in the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, there's a diminution of that Kedusha. And we see in Mikdash also, Kimitzion Teitzei Torah Devashim Yishalayim, that the Sanhedrin, the Bezdin HaGodol, had to sit in the Mikdash, in the Lishkos HaGozes. And that's part of, it's not just a loch in the Hechshur Beis of Bezdin HaGodol, it's a loch of Kiyum Mikdash. The Rav used to say, you see from that, because the Gemara says, Misha Golsa Sanhedrin, in Soita they, because there were certain takonis as relates to the Churban, Batlus Simchas Beis of Avelis, Batlus Simchas Beis of Hamishtos. So that's also the machleik between Rabbi Yochanan and Mishlokas relates to that, because as relates to if the two central things relating to Mikdash, one is the Avoda, and the other also is the Luchos, and that this is the Mokum of Shechina, of where Torah, the source of Torah, namely Bez Nagodl. And so that's Machloikas, which is the primary or quality in terms of Yemi Kaddish, Beis HaKnesses. Is it Torah or is it the Tefillah?